It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Jonah, that wonderful study that we're having in the book of Jonah. We're going to begin reading with the 17th verse of chapter 1, Jonah chapter 1, verse 17, and read into the second chapter. So please open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Hope that you can do that. And if you're just driving and heading for church, why, please just listen very carefully. Glad that you've joined us. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you would like to call us by phone, 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, it's parkviewbiblechurch.org. Very simple, parkviewbiblechurch.org. And if you'd like to send us an email, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Any of those combinations will work just fine. Please now, if you would take your Bibles, if you can follow along, and if not, again, just listen very carefully. And we're going to begin reading with Jonah chapter 1, verse 17. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly, and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. For thou canst cast me into the deep, in the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All the billows and thy waves passed over me. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight. Yet I will look again towards the holy temple, thy holy temple. The waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, unto thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. But I will sacrifice unto thee with a voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. The Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah unto dry land. Let's go to the Lord in prayer after we've read that second chapter. Father, we thank and praise you today that we have the opportunity to come together and to enjoy this time. I just ask that you will show us your love, your strength, show us your salvation to those that are not saved or not born again, that they may possess the peace and the joy that comes with being a believer in you, a believer in your Son, Jesus Christ, a Christian, a true Christian, not one that is connected with all these cults that are around here, and anyone that denies that you are the Savior and salvation comes by faith and not by works of any kind. And then once we are saved, you keep us, you've sealed us. And so, Father, we just thank you that free gift is there, but so many deny that you seal us, you keep us. They think they can be saved, Father, by faith, but they can't they can't keep their salvation. They'll lose it, maybe something they do or something they say, and so now their salvation is gone. Father, once we truly come by faith, you save us, you keep us. Thank you, dear Father, for your power and for your strength, and I just praise you for this day. Now touch every heart with this precious study, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Stomping back there just a few minutes at that 17th verse, it's a precious verse, precious book. Just want to cover just a minute that the Lord had prepared a great fish, not a whale, but a great fish. And it was prepared for this purpose, and Jonah was swallowed up and went into the belly of that fish, not a whale. We've discussed the difference between a whale and a fish. And it was in a fish, and Jonah was swallowed up there, and he spent 3 days and three nights in the belly of that fish. Now, we went back last time we were together, and we went back to Matthew, because what makes this precious book so powerful and so important is the Lord Jesus himself. And we read from Matthew chapter 12 last time we were together, and I'm going to read it again, and then we're going to go to 2 Chronicles 9 because the reference of the Queen of Sheba down in verse 42. And so let's go to Matthew with me, Matthew chapter 12. I'm going to start reading in verse 38, and please follow along. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. But he answered and said unto them, An evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. There shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, or the fish's belly. So shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh, that's where Jonah was going, was to go preach. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and behold, a greater than Jonah is here. The queen of Sheba of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, for she came from the uttermost parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, a greater than Solomon is here. Both of these, the people that Jesus was speaking to, were very familiar with the book of Jonah and with this message from 2 Chronicles chapter 9. And so we find that they should have been preparing their hearts. John the Baptist had come. Everything was fulfilled, and yet they missed it. And that's the point that the Lord Jesus is saying here. He is telling them, you have had all the prophets to tell you who I am, and all the prophets to tell you why I'm here, and all the prophets to answer any question about it, and yet you have denied it. And because of that, those folks in Nineveh that accepted the word of Jonah. Now, if you think that Jonah's just a myth or just a story and it didn't really take place, Jesus himself didn't say, you know, I've got a story to tell you. He didn't say that at all. The prophet Jonah, it happened. It took place. And please do not deny it. That 3 days and three nights. Don't deny the picture that we have with the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus. Let's go back to 2 Chronicles, because I want you to read that with me as well. And so as we go back into our precious scripture here, 1-2 Samuel, 1-2 Kings, and then we come to 1 and 2 Chronicles, and 1 and 2 Chronicles chapter 9. 2 Chronicles chapter 9. Hope that you're taking time to turn to it as I am. Takes a little bit of time to find the pages. I got too many other papers stuck in my Bible that little notes and references as I enjoy studying the Scripture, and so it kind of stops flipping the pages quite so quickly. 2 Chronicles chapter 9, beginning with verse 1. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, she came to prove Solomon with hard questions at Jerusalem, with a very great company, and camels that bear spices, and gold in abundance, and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. There was nothing hid from Solomon, which he told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen the wisdom of Solomon, and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servants, and the attendance of his ministers, and the apparel, his cupbearers also, and their apparel, and his ascent by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, "It was a true report which I heard in mine own land of thine acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit I believed not their words until I came, and my eyes had seen it. And behold, the one half of the greatness of thy wisdom was not told me, for thou exceedest the fame that I heard. Happy are thy men, happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee and hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighteth in thee to set thee on his throne, to be king for the Lord thy God, because thy God loved Israel, to establish them forever. Therefore made he thee king over thee, to do judgment and justice." And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and of spices great abundance, precious stones. Neither was there any such spices as the queen of Sheba gave King Solomon. What a reading there in 2 Chronicles. And coming back once again to Matthew chapter 12, where Jesus is making the connection with Jonah. Then he also comes and says, "And the queen of the south, which is Queen Sheba, shall rise up in judgment with this generation and condemn it." And so you see, he's holding two responsibility. The Queen of Sheba, back here in 2 Chronicles chapter 9, read it for yourself. And then also back here in Jonah, where we are studying right now, Jesus said, "You want a sign? You had a sign. You want to see the wisdom of God? You found it back here with the Queen of Sheba. She came doubting, and she left knowing." So please that you... The witness that Jesus is giving to these people, and yet they continue to deny it. How about yourself? How about yourself? Are you denying that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary? Are you denying that only to come by faith is all you need to do? Listen to the Spirit of God and accept the Holy Spirit as He comes and shows you who you are, your old filthy sin, and then introduces you to that great Savior, Jesus Christ. Will you accept Him as your Savior, as the Spirit of God brings Him to you? Please. He died on the cross to save you. Please come and accept that free gift. As we return now back into the book of Jonah, and that 17th chapter, 17th verse, the first chapter. And we need to just enjoy what the Lord is saying. You know, we've been through the sea and the tempestuous and the wrath and all the things that was going on in that day, and the mariners and what they had done. And again, now we get to that 17th verse. "Now the Lord had prepared a great fish." This is right after Jonah was cast overboard. and the fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of that fish 3 days and three nights. What a wonderful picture. And what we have just read in Matthew confirms without a doubt this happened. Do not. If you deny the book of Jonah, you have just denied Jesus Christ himself. You cannot be born again. You cannot be saved and reject this precious book. It's real. It took place. It's a wonderful, wonderful story and message for us to have and to learn. Now, it continues now in verse 1 of chapter 2. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. Jonah prayed unto the Lord out of the fish's belly. In verse 2, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. That's very interesting as we study this, because as the Lord Jesus was 3 days and three nights in the tomb, his body lay in that tomb, and as we find here with Jonah, his body laid in this tomb, what we would call the belly of the fish. Jonah, just like the Lord Jesus, Jonah died. You can hunt and try to do all the research you can to show and prove that someone has been swallowed by a fish or swallowed by a whale, and they have lived. They have survived it. And it's called a miracle. No, the real miracle is the new birth, being born again. And that's the picture. That was the price Jesus paid when he died on the cross. 3 days and three nights in that grave. He did it for you and for me so he could take our sins away. He died for our sins, and then he rose again the third day to bring us life. What a wonderful, wonderful promise and opportunity that we have in Jesus Christ. So the miracle is not that Jonah was kept alive for 3 days and three nights. The miracle is that Jesus rose him from the dead. And you say, well, how do you understand that? Well, let's just kind of go through a couple of things here. As we look at this first verse, out of the fish's belly, out of the fish's belly. That word there for belly is mia in the Hebrew, and that is M-E-A-H. That means the belly, the abdomen. That's what it means. That's what it means. What did he cry out of? Jonah was still alive in verse 1. When that fish swallowed him, Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. He had just been swallowed up by this monstrous fish. And he prayed unto the Lord. He was still alive. Verse 2. I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell. Now that should be Sheol. It should be Sheol. If you got a note there, you'll notice that's what it says. We'll talk about that in a second. But that word belly, spelled exactly the same way it is up in verse 1, but it has considerable different meaning. The belly of hell. That is Betan, B-E-T-A-N. Exact same spelling, belly, B-E-L-L-Y, in verse 1. Verse 2, belly, B-E-L-L-Y. And yet we have two. One is abdomen, the belly, the actual stomach. Jonah was alive. The second time, we find it means hollow place. hollow place, B-E-T-A-N. That is the Hebrew word for belly in verse 2. So we have two different words. One is the belly, the abdomen. That's the first verse. The second verse, we find, means a hollow place. And the spelling is completely different. The one is Mia, M-E-A-H. And this is B-E-T-A-N. Two complete different things. God's word is so precious. Now, what do we have here? Well, we have a hollow place. And also then, when you take that word hell and bring it to Sheol, which is what it is, Sheol is the place of the dead. So Jonah has, from the first verse, swallowed by the fish, crying out in pain and suffering and wondering what in the world's going on. He's still alive. To number two, he is in the hollow place in Sheol, which is in the center of the earth, the hollow place. That's what that word tells us. Both of them are clear. Both of them is the word belly. And yet it has two different, complete different meanings. Now, let's look at a wonderful message that we find. We kind of keep going from the Old Testament to the New Testament. But let's go to Luke chapter 16. And we're going to read from verse 19 down through verse 29. I'm sure you have heard me read this in the past. It's an excellent scripture text to read. And it gives us an idea of this hollow place, Sheol, the place of the dead. Now, let me read in Luke chapter 16, beginning to read with verse 19. There was a certain rich man, which was clothed in purple and fine linen, fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels unto Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died, and he was buried. In Sheol, we have the same reference here, Hades, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his fingers in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest good things, likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. Besides all this, between us and you, there's a great gulf fixed, and so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Now he said, I pray thee therefore, Father, that thou wouldst send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. And Abraham said unto him, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead. Now, we've got several things here that I want you to see. Number one, it is this hollow place. It is some area that is in the center of the earth. And at this time, because Jesus had not finished the work on Calvary, every person that died in Jesus, coming by faith to Jesus, they went to a place called Abraham's bosom or paradise. Now that is in the center of the earth, this hollow place. Also, those that die without Jesus, they reject the by faith, they do not come to the Lord Jesus, they also go to this hollow place, which is in the center of the earth. But it is what we would call the place of torment. And so this scripture verse here tells us in verse 24, the end of it, "For I am tormented in this flame." Do you see what the rich man, he had everything through his life. Lazarus had nothing. But Lazarus trusted in the Lord Jesus. And so for eternity, Lazarus is going to enjoy the privilege and the pleasure of God's company. You'll notice here in this time, because Jesus had not finished the work on the cross, they went to this place of paradise or Abraham's bosom. But as soon as Jesus died on the cross and rose again, then he is the first fruits of the resurrection. So now, anyone that dies now and all those that died before have all been taken home, and they are in the presence of the Lord Jesus in heaven, not in the center of the earth, as still those that die without Jesus are going to the place of torment, and they will be there and have been there and will be there until the very end times. We have a 7-year tribulation to come yet. We have a 1,000-year reign of Christ to come yet. Then is when they will be resurrected bodily with their old bodies that are so worn out and the such pain. They will have those bodies for eternity. Then they'll be cast to the lake of fire, where the devil and his demons are at. So you see, it's so important that you come by faith to Jesus. A couple other things here. We find that again, remember in the lifetime thou receivest good things, likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, thou art tormented, verse 25. 26, besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so they that which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither they pass to us that would come from thence. And so there's no way to come back and forth. What did this rich man want? He didn't want a beer. He didn't want some alcohol. He didn't want tobacco. He wanted someone, Lazarus specifically here, to dip his fingers and touch my tongue. I am so tormented with this heat. You want to come to Jesus? I hope you do, because you'll have the same thing that this rich man's facing. But Jesus said, no, you can't. It can't happen. These were real people, just as Jonah, this rich man Lazarus, same thing. Real people. So the next question come down here. When he said he couldn't go back and forth, he said, I have 5 brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. How many times have you heard somebody that doesn't care about salvation, doesn't want to get saved, don't want anybody else to get saved? He said, well, if I go to hell, I'll have a lot of company. This man didn't want company. This man did not want his brothers to come down there. He said, please, you go tell them. Go tell them. So you see, once he got there, he changed his mind. He was a believer. He believed that Jesus was the Savior, but it was too late, and he didn't want his brethren to face that. So please, have him go up and tell them. Tell them. But what was Jesus' answer? They did not believe. They did not believe the prophets. Abraham, Moses, and Abraham said unto them, this is what went on, they have Moses and the prophets, Let them hear them. You're hearing the Word of God today. My dear friend, will you trust in Jesus? What are you going to do about Jesus?